You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we greet and welcome all of you wherever you're listening, whether you're in a car, at home, on the radio, on the internet, whatever. We just welcome you and greet you to this program. We've been on this program for a little over 17 years now. It's an honor to think about it. And so how long it seems, but yet it goes by so fast. And so we're honored to be here with you. So we trust you can stay in tune for the whole hour. As we always say up front, we make available to you CDs or tapes of the program. And all we ask for is ask the Lord to whatever He'd have you to give to the ministry to help us out to continue with our work that we're doing. And then let us know the date and whether you want a CD or a tape, and we'll be glad to get it out to you. And so Don and I co-pastor this church in Stuart that we've named way back. In fact, today, isn't it, Pastor Donna? The 3rd
yes,
of January, it'll be 22 years since we started Spirit of Prophecy Ministry. So we're honored to be here with you.
Well, we actually started on Sunday. So actually,
right.
Sunday will be the exact day.
Almost,
that 22 years ago.
That's right.
22 years. That's a long time, baby doll.
Goes by really fast.
But it's been good, hasn't it?
It sure has. So we're honored to be on this program with you. We hope you'll have ears to hear what the Spirit will say to you today. We want to see people grow up and mature in the things of God. You heard our intro. We do a lot with the Jewish roots and the Hebrewism, with the scriptures and things that we've been kind of robbed of over the years because the church drifted out of the things that God gave us in the Bible. This book I have laying in front of me, the King James Version Bible, just think about it. God put all this in 1611 for us, but even prior to that, they had the Torah scrolls and all the things, all the writings, and we have this in our hands today. It's been preserved all these years so that we can know things about God and His plan and purpose for the entire universe, what He's going to do.
Thousands of years.
He got it all planned, and so we're part of that plan. If you're born again, you're part of His plan. He has a expected end for you. He's got something He's wanting you to do, not just to be a spectator in the body of Christ, but to get involved. If you're in a church, get involved with what's going on.
And isn't it awesome that it's been preserved all this time? And people will tell you, some people might tell you, well, that's an old book. But it's an old book and it's a new book, because even
right.
Jesus said, there's things old and things new. So Jesus wasn't just looking at that time. He was looking at the future time. I just now got illuminated to that, Pastor
right.
Gene, where he says, and is it in Matthew?
Matthew 13:52, I believe.
There's things old and there's things new that He wants to reveal to us.
That's right.
So I see now that when we think about the new, when we read that, we think about things about Him.
That's right.
But I believe he was actually saying, there's things to come. There's
Absolutely.
More. There's
mm-hmm.
more. You know, so there's things that were old, how many thousands of years ago, when Moses got the law. And
sure.
now there's things new right now in this year, 2015,
it's coming
that God
up.
Wants to reveal
Amen.
To you out there who are listening and to us.
Mm-hmm.
And He just gave me that just
right.
now as we're talking. Because, you know, we don't have a script here we're going to follow. We want to have the leading of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
So
yes.
there's things new that are going to be coming your way this year. And you know, Pastor Gene, I know you opened up to there, but I just think about it. That's one reason why we have Prophet Gary Brooks come so early in the year, because
that's right.
He brings new things, and
Amen.
He brings new sounds, new anointed music. He brings revelation,
yeah.
a word for the people, a word for us, a word for the church. You know, there's always something that God is going to reveal to us that will be new to us. It will be new to us. It may be something that's been revealed in His Word in the past that we just get an open understanding, like I just now did about that scripture you're going to read.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it's something personal in our lives? Something new. Maybe a move. Maybe a change in jobs. So people have talents out there. We spoke to a gentleman the other night about talent. People have gifts and talents. And, you know, God has given us those gifts and talents.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of times they become like a hobby. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
God doesn't want it to become like a hobby or something we just like to do. If He's given us a gift or a talent, then He has given it to us for us to grow in it. You know,
Amen.
You get a gift, but then you need to grow in it.
Try to
mature. You grow in it, and
mm-hmm.
you mature in it,
mm-hmm.
and then God uses it for His glory, because those gifts and those talents are for His glory.
Amen.
And before we go on, I want to mention our phone number, because people always ask for the phone number. And it's, you know, we're excited about this year.
Amen.
We're excited about this year. Well, we know it's 2015, but we know we've already started into this new cycle, because we're talking about cycles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be talking about, what is God going to do in your life this year?
This year,
so just stay tuned if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he just introduced us, Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton, and we're on this broadcast. And you can also listen to us by way of the internet. If you happen to be driving down the highway and you say, yeah, I want to listen to them again, you can go to WCNO.com and you can go to Saturday and go to the podcast, and you can listen to this one or many others that are on there. And just look for Raising the Standard. That's the name of this radio ministry, and it's at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And you can see Pastor Gene Hilton, and you can listen to this over again if you'd like to. And I also want to mention that we do have services here in Stuart, Florida,
mm-hmm.
Every Friday night, Shabbat, and then we have Saturday. We have Bible study and school and prayer and other ministries on Saturday. So you can call, and we'll give you some information. And then we have Sunday morning worship. We worship, the Bible says, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
That's at 10 o'clock. Amen.
And that's the name of the ministry, Spirit of Prophecy. And so that's at 10 o'clock on Sunday. So if you'd like to have a calendar for January, give us a call. We'd be glad to send you a calendar for January. And the phone number here in Stuart is area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that, area code 772-285-7007. So this is our first program for the year.
For 2015. We'd also like to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey, the apostle and prophet on Andros Island. I think they got their computer going. They said they're going to be able to
listen.
Thank
you, Lord.
They were just here not long ago, and we have the honor and privilege to be with them for a while. And so we just pray and bless them. They're a sister church with us, and they're part of us, and we're part of them.
Amen.
So we
praise
just welcome
God.
You. We hope your people can listen today. So it's
they
a good time.
They came and helped us with the Bible Marathon.
That's right.
We certainly
wonderful.
Do thank them for
Amen.
That, because they spent many night hours down
That's
there.
Right.
And so it's a blessing.
Yeah. Now, Donna opened up with this verse, because I was thinking before we came on here this morning, I was praying a little bit about it, talking about new beginnings today.
New beginnings.
Now, these verses that Donna quoted is over in Matthew chapter 13. And, you know, Jesus went through these seven parables, and then in verse 51, he asked the disciples, he says, have you understood all these things? And they say unto him, yea, Lord. Well, they really didn't, but some of it they did. Then said he unto them, this is key. Therefore, every scribe, and a scribe in that day was a scholar of the Old Testament.
Instructed in the Word of God.
Yeah, which were instructed.
God.
Which is instructed into the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. So this just fits in with what we're going to talk about. God had a new beginning for them back in the old covenant. And also, when Jesus came, it brought a new beginning to all of us that were never Jewish, that has an opportunity to come into the kingdom
mm-hmm.
of God. So I thought we'd talk about
and
both of them.
The Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Ghost, yeah.
Brings us revelation today.
That's right.
Because Jesus said he would leave and he would send the Holy Ghost.
That's
so
right.
Here we're talking about how God revealed himself in the Old Testament. What? Through what? Prophets and through angels? yeah. right? Mm-hmm. And visitations, people had visitations. Jacob had visitations. Many of them had visitations from the Lord. And so now Yeshua here, he's coming and he's revealing himself in the flesh.
That's right.
To his people, the Jewish people, mm-hmm. right? Of course, many other people, I'm sure, heard. And they came and they believed, right?
That's right.
And then they were here, and then there was a number of years that the apostles preached the word of God and taught. But even as Jesus left, after he shared with them for those 40 years, he said...
40 days.
40 days. Yeah. I mean, 40 days. I'm sorry. It was 40 years with Moses, right? Yeah. And he said... The Holy Ghost would teach us things.
That's right.
And show us things to come.
Things to come. That's what he promised.
Things to come.
That's right.
And so the Holy Ghost is still here operating on the earth today through people.
That's right. So if we think about, I'm going to go over to Exodus chapter 12 for a moment. I'm not going to read all this, but I just want to talk about it a little bit. This was when God brought the Jews out of the land of Egypt and all that happened. In Exodus 12, he did something new with them, because we know there that's when he changed the calendar even, and it brought a new beginning. So right here in chapter 12, it shows there's going to be a new beginning for the nation of Israel. And this is when he put them on a prophetic and a spiritual calendar from that point on. Not on a civil calendar, even though the civil calendar continued to run, but this is when he established this. And what do we have here? We have a pattern here that Jesus fulfilled when they had to stay in their homes and put the blood on the doorpost and the lintel of their homes. And when God came through and the death came of that firstborn and all that, well, they were all what? Preserved and saved in the land of Goshen, and destruction was all around, but he protected them. And so this was their new beginning. This was the purpose of this. And so mm-hmm. when we look at this real close, he changed the calendar, and we share this a lot on this program over the years, you know. The Bible has a civil calendar, and also it has a spiritual or prophetic calendar. You and I, Pastor Don and I, sitting here, we have a civil calendar in our life. I just turned 75, and in fact, yesterday, and so, or on Thursday, and so I just turned 75. That's my civil calendar.
January 1st.
Right. But my prophetic calendar in my life started on September 26th of 1982. That's when I had my new birth, okay? And so, but God was showing Israel here, he wanted to do something new with them. He was going to change the whole atmosphere and the things that were going on to show them he was wanting to do something new with them. But we know they couldn't follow him. They got in trouble. Of course, they wound up running around the wilderness for an extra 40 years and all that. But God's purpose and plan right here was what? A new beginning for them, and it's quite clear. In fact, I'm going to take you over to Exodus chapter 15 or 14 with you. And I want to read this to you a little bit and show you something here about this. This was when the new beginning came. Well, we know they packed up and they left. And Pharaoh told them they could go. And then Pharaoh got upset and changed his mind. Remember, he chased after them and all that. And so I'm going to start in verse 13 when they got out to the Red Sea. Okay, and they got out to the Red Sea. We'll see what happened here. Verse 13 says, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show unto you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever." The word salvation in this verse is how we get the word Yeshua. So I always think about, fear ye not, stand still and see what? Yeshua of the Lord. Then he goes on, verse 14, "The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Now, let's go on. Verse 15, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his host, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen." Verse 19, "And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel," this could well have been a pre-incarnation of what? Of the Messiah. Could well be, before he came to the earth. "And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood before them. And it," here's the cloud, "came between the camp of the Egyptians in the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all night. Isn't that incredible? And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Here he's preparing to establish a new beginning for Israel here. Verse 22, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and their waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Incredible. Verse 23 now, and the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. I think about this when I read this. You know, anything that God's going to do in your life, there's always going to be those pharaohs around that's going to try to stop you. You know, the Tobiases and the Sanballat and all those people in Nehemiah and Ezra's day, they're going to try to stop this. So here they are, the horses and his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, now remember, the morning watch in Judaism was, glory be to God, was between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning. That was the morning watch. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily. So the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And so we know they went into the sea, and they all drowned. But here they are. They're getting ready to start this new beginning. Well, we have a prophetic window right here to show also a new beginning that's going to come hundreds of years in the future with Yeshua. Because this tells you right here, it says in verse 24, and it came to pass that in the morning watch, between 3 and 6 a.m., the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. This is the exact time that Yeshua came out of his tomb over in the New Testament. Isn't that incredible? Between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. on that Nisan 17. So here we have a pattern. He was starting something new, a new beginning with Israel, but also here's a pattern to the new beginning that we have today in the body of Christ. Now, if we think about this, we just talked about that scripture there in Matthew 13:52. It said that someone that was a scribe, you know, instructed into the things of the Bible and all that, and they were a householder, that they were going to bring out some things new and some things old. Now, this was the old part, but it was also always a pattern, what God wanted us to know and understand. And this is when he put them on this spiritual or prophetic calendar we talked about. Now, thinking about that, if we go over now to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, let's look at the new thing. We saw the old thing. Let's look at the new thing that's going to come to pass. And it has already for anybody that will come to Christ. Amen? I did this 32 years ago. So some people listening to us probably might have done it many years before that. In 2 Corinthians 5, it says this. Where do I want to go at here? Thank you, Lord. Paul says this in verse 16. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Hear this? Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, we know him no more. What? By the flesh, because he's not on the earth anymore. Now listen to this. Therefore, verse 17, if any man be in Christ, listen to this, he is a new creature, not a new creation, but a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are what? Become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, or Yeshua the Messiah, and hath given to us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. Let's go on. To wit, this means to know in King James. To know that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, but not imputing their trespasses unto them. Hallelujah. And hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. Now verse 21 is very important. For he hath made him, who Yeshua, to be sin for us. It means he didn't sin, but he became, sin was put on him. Who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So he was that bloody sacrifice for us. So this is how we have this, the new beginning that we have. Israel had their new beginning, what? With blood also that was shed from a lamb. Well, Yeshua's blood gives us the new beginning in our life. It's about the blood, the blood, the blood. And so here we read this verse again, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So what happens? We have a new beginning. As I mentioned before, on September 26, 1982, I had a brand new beginning. My whole life changed at that time, and so did my wife sitting across the desk from me. Our lives changed totally at that point in time. Our priorities were completely different. The things we talked about, the things we listened to, the places we went, the things we were doing, they all changed, and they had a purpose within our heart after we came to the Lord that we would walk a holy and righteous life with Him. And so Donna's, one of her favorite verses is Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God. Well, we did that.
And His righteousness.
And His righteousness. And then says all the other things will be added unto you. So that was our new beginning. So if you're listening to this radio and you're born again, you had a date that you had a new beginning. God had a plan for Israel. I always think about this. God had an ecclesia, which is a called out group in the first covenant. And He also has a called out group with us, the church. So we have these two programs running side by side with Israel and the church all the time. And so it's an amazing picture what God put in place. And God always called Israel what? His wife. Jesus calls us what? His bride. But
His
one
bride.
One day we will be a wife. As it tells us in Revelation chapter 19 when we come out of that chamber with Him. We won't be a bride anymore. We're going to be a wife. And so we have these two programs, and they all started with a new beginning,
new beginning
in their lives. Israel, you know, many of them struggled and they didn't receive the new beginning. They had to go through the wilderness for 40 years and all that. But they finally began to start to come out, and things began to happen, and they began to see some things. Well, we come to Christ, and we have a brand new beginning, don't we, Pastor?
A brand new beginning.
We start all over again. So it doesn't matter what we did before that. It's all been wiped out, and it's clean. And so we start over, like it says right here. Old things are what? Passed away. Behold, all things become new. Isn't that incredible, Pastor Don?
And God is looking for us to be He's expecting us to be a holy people.
Absolutely.
He expected the Jewish people to be a holy people. And so, and there was a group of them that were,
mm-hmm.
and there was a group of them that were not.
That's right.
And also in the church, there's a group where Jesus calls, He talks about, are you hot? Are you cold? Are you lukewarm?
Yep.
So there's a group that's on fire for the Lord. And this is the year, this, you know, we're going to be salted with fire. So this is a year of, and that says that's in the New Testament,
sure.
You know. A lot of people don't even know it's in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said that we would be salted with fire, and that every sacrifice was salted with salt.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, so you have to ask the Lord, what does that mean?
We need to be salted, don't we?
Well, He is going to do
that's
it,
right,
whether we
right.
like it or not.
That's right.
So it's going to divide those who choose to follow the Lord with all their heart.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's the heart that God's looking at.
Absolutely.
It's the heart of His love that He gave us. But if we don't have a heart for Him and for others, because if we don't have a heart for God, how can we love people, other people, and even those who may hurt us or may speak bad against us, we still have to have a heart, because God's heart is love.
That's right, regardless. You
know, regardless, no matter what.
That's
so
right.
When we have a heart to do, to plead pleasing to the Lord, then we're going to be obedient in the other things in our life, because we'll be following the Spirit of God that's within us. You know, we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We have the Spirit of God within us, leading us into all truth. But there's some that He calls the church, He calls it the church. They're the church, but some are lukewarm, some are on fire, and there's that medium, that group in the middle.
They're
right?
Cold, huh?
Cold. So there's actually, there was a group in the Old Testament. Look at Moses in the mountain. You know, okay, there were a group that were repentant, and yet there was a group that was disobedient, and many of them were swallowed up in the ground and destroyed.
That's right.
You know, and so not all that say they're Israel are Israel, and not all that say they're the church are the church.
That's right.
And then there's one other group which He counts, He just puts them into one big lump name as Gentiles. Gentiles, those are the ones that are out there. It doesn't matter what nation, what nationality they are, that have not come to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
They're out there, and they're just living their lives, and they may have other religions. But
sure.
It's not the religion that there's only one way. Jesus said there's only
one way
to the Father.
That's
there's
it.
Only one way to the to heaven.
Absolutely.
There's only one kingdom, and He is the ruler of the kingdom. There's only one God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, Jehovah, the Father that we pray to. We pray to Father God. We don't pray to any other God. So all these other religions, all these other groups, whether they believe in something, whether they believe in nothing, He calls them Gentiles.
That's right.
They're all lost.
That's right. They're
Every one
lost.
Of them's lost until they come to the Father, to God, to the Father, by believing in God sent His only Son, His only begotten Son, that we might be saved.
That's right.
So here we got these groups, and God hasn't changed.
He expects us
to walk in His ways, and He even warns us: those who say they're of God, those who say they're Christians, and don't walk in the ways of the Lord, then He has categories for them: lukewarm.
That's right.
Hot, and those intermediate ones, those that are kind of like, what would you say, 1 foot in the world,
one foot in the church,
and they think that
they're okay with God. Now, think about what you just said there. In Hebrews chapter 3, it talks about this. In verse 14 says, "For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end." Well, it is said today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Then listen to this, verse 16. "For some, when they had heard, did provoke." When they turned away from God, in other words. Howbeit, it says, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. So not all of them were in sin. But see, as the kings, and we see in the first covenant, as the kings were evil, what happened? All the people weren't evil, but the kings, what was established, the people can suffer because of the rulers that were over them. Don't we have that in this world today? The people, the nations that have rulers over them that are wicked and all that, the people suffer. And so it's important to understand that. And so it's... There's going to be some lukewarm, there's going to be some that are going to be red hot, and then there's going to be those that are cold. And Jesus made quite a statement there, didn't he? He says, because you're lukewarm, didn't say they were hot or cold, but lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth.
That's right.
It's very important we understand that. And I thought about this also. You know, the first, talking about new beginnings and all, the first ecclesia that was started at the time in the very near future from the time that Israel left Egypt, was going to be at Passover. What happened with the new beginning in the church in over there in the beginning in the Gospels and all with Jesus and all? What happened? It was at Passover. So both of the ecclesias, the first covenant people, started at a time that would become Passover, and also we have the privilege to be part of the kingdom of God. And why? Because of the blood that was shed, and it was at Passover. So it's an incredible pattern showing us what God wants us to know with all of this. And so we have to walk a holy life, don't we? So this is a new year. We ought to make it a strong point to examine ourselves. We talked about that during Hanukkah a little bit too. But we should make a stand and think about where we're at. What are we doing? Where are we going? How do we talk? Do we talk bad about people? Do we run people down? What are we doing? What are we doing with our time? And so if we can remember that, well, then that's how God will change us. And the Spirit of God dwells in us if we're born
Amen.
Again.
Amen.
And so he wants to lead and guide us to say the right things,
that's
doesn't
right.
he?
Always.
So, always.
Always.
And so we have
right
to understand
things.
That. So it's a time of new beginnings. Here we got a new year. You can make this a new beginning for you. Maybe somebody's listening to the program today, just by chance, never thought about asking Jesus to come into their life. They heard about God. They've seen the Christmas things and all mm-hmm. that, and never gave it a thought. Maybe today you're saying, wow, maybe I really need to realize in my heart that this man Jesus or Yeshua that came to this earth, he came for me also.
Amen.
And he wants me to come to him. And it's that simple. To just bow your knee and
Amen.
Just ask the Lord to come into your heart, and he'll mm-hmm. do that. He promised if you confess him, he said what?
Thank you, Lord.
Believe that he rose from the dead,
acknowledge
that you would be
him.
Saved. And acknowledge him.
That's
all
right.
it takes. And
That's
you can
right.
start over. It's a new beginning. I can remember the day it happened with me. I mean, the time that I got up off the side of the road after I made that little simple prayer. I mean, I just felt so different. I don't know how to explain it. There was something so different in me all of a sudden, just by that one moment.
That's right.
Because I made a commitment at that point in time. And so Don and I's lives changed that quick, just that quick. He can do the same thing for you. So if you don't know the Lord, remember, you have no hope in this life.
That's right.
Or the one to come without having Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah in your life. He is your life. He hung on that cross for you and I. It was an exchange. It was His life for our life. And so we have
between
to
between heaven and hell.
That's right.
And some people don't believe there's a hell.
That's right.
And we're not living in hell on this earth. We do have troubles, and there are tribulations and things like that. But there is a literal heaven, and there is a literal hell.
That's right.
And that we're going to have you're going to have a place in one of the two places. So each single soul, each person that's ever been born is going to have going to be living eternally.
One of two places.
Once people die, and I hear so many people say, well, I'm just going to be cremated and that's going to be the end of me. No, people think that cremation is going to just because you're going to go dust to dust and cremation. Well, you know, I'm not saying it's wrong to do that, but the thought behind it with some people is that, you know, you're gone. That's it. Your life is over. I'm going to have a good time while I'm here. And when that time comes, I'm just going to be gone. And they won't. They don't think anything about a soul living on forever.
An eternity.
Soul lives on forever.
Yep.
And it's going to live on forever in one place or the other. You know, I don't want to particularly talk about hell, but it says there that, you know, the worms die not.
That's right.
So, you know, there's suffering. And it's
forever.
torment forever. And screeching and yelling and just terrible things. But yet God has prepared a place for us, those who believe, for everyone. It's not that His will that anyone should perish and go to hell.
That's right.
But it's His will. He wants us all to be with Him. You know, we all came from heaven at one time because He said He knew us before the foundation
of the world,
of the earth, of
That's
the
right.
world. And so He's known us since eternity back.
That's right.
And He knows us for eternity forward. So, you know, eternity means infinity, forever and
it's
ever
eternity.
And ever.
Never
so
ends.
We were with Him thousands and thousands of years ago before we ever came here, even as the Lord showed me one time. It's almost like we were little, tiny, little, you know, whatever you want to call it, specks, you know, there. But we were with Him. He knew us then. And so then there was a time when we had to leave Him and go come to this earth for a time and a season. He had a reason for us to come, each and every one of us. He had a reason for Moses to come back when he came.
That's right.
He knows that every gift and every talent that's in every person before they're even born.
That's right.
And so he has an appointment for even those that come here, even in the last days, even the end of time.
You got
at
it.
The end of time, He knows that. And so we have to realize that, you know, if somebody is cremated, it doesn't mean that's the end of their life. No. They're still alive. They're still a human being. They're still a soul.
A spirit
and a soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we do die, our spirit and our soul will leave our body. Even before people are put in the ground or are cremated, the spirit and the soul is left. If you know Jesus, your spirit and your soul is with Christ. It's in heaven.
Amen.
With heaven, with God. You are there. And I believe, you know, you go around heaven and you see your family and your relatives, and it's a wonderful time. Of course, you don't have your body yet because the body will be later when the
it's
resurrection.
It's going to be transformed. That's right.
Right, when the resurrection. But what are we really? We are spirit.
That's right.
The Bible says we are spirit.
That's what makes us
created
like God,
in the image of
that's
God, right?
Amen.
And that's why Jesus said, He says, don't they say, doesn't the word say that you are gods? Well, that's not
small
capital G.
Yeah.
It's a small g. But so much that we are going to be given some rulership in the kingdom.
That's right.
See, there's so many things to look forward to. So if get it out of your mind if you think that, you know, I'm going to party now and then when I die, I'm just going to be gone.
Go into oblivion,
just
going to
disappear, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you won't disappear. Your spirit and your soul will live on forever in some place, you know.
That's
so
right.
And only God knows. But God is calling all these people. He's calling the church to come back, that lukewarm church it talks about in the book of Revelation, and those Christians that are living ungodly lives. And I'm going to go over here to Romans 12. I think we need
okay.
to read that.
I was going to read one thing before you go mm-hmm. there. You're talking about knowing that God knew us before the foundations
yes.
of the world. God told Jeremiah this in chapter 1.
That's
this
right.
is what He told him. He says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb,
right.
I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So he knew us before the foundations of the world, didn't he, Pastor Doug?
And he knew the call. He knew that
that
Jeremiah was to be a prophet.
Absolutely.
He knew that Jonah was to be a prophet. Well, you know, some prophets don't like being prophets. But
Jonah,
you know, and maybe you don't like what you're, you know, but God has some gifts and callings on your life. And so that's why you need to find out what they are so you can move into those gifts and callings. Amen.
But everything here requires a new beginning.
Yes, and that's the other thing I was going to say before I go over here to Romans to chapter 12, because I think it's powerful about being changed and being perfected, because God wants to perfect us. And He says, be perfect even as I am perfect. And you say, well, I can't. But by the Holy Ghost. See, we're not living under the law of the Torah written on paper. We're living under the law of the Torah written in our hearts. In our hearts.
That's what's been circumcised is our heart. Yeah.
Right, that's what's been circumcised. But we always talk about new beginnings.
Yeah.
Well, and we talked about it at Rosh Hashanah. We talked about it at Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Well, these are new beginnings of seasons in God's calendar.
That's
God
right.
has seasons, and it's always going around. It's like a
Amen.
Clock, always going around. But if we look at each one of our lives is a new beginning.
Amen.
Each day is a new beginning.
Thank you,
each
Lord.
Each hour is a new beginning. Just go look at the clock. Watch the clock. It's going forward always, right?
That's
and you
right.
really, you can't turn it back. You can't turn time back.
Sure can't.
You can't turn. We can't turn mm-hmm. time back. I mean, you know, things happened in the Bible, but we can't turn time back. But it's all even you. So you look at an hour, and you know, say you have you get up in the morning, and you're depressed. You don't want to get up, and because you have such depression or something, and you go back to bed. Well, you know, and you stay in bed for 12 hours. Well, you've just had 12 hours disappear
yeah.
in your life,
yeah.
or maybe you had a sleepless night. You know, but see, every minute, every hour is a cycle. And so how are we going, what are we going to do that moment? What are we going to say to somebody that moment? What look are we going to have towards our life,
That's
our
right.
next day, you know, our
mm-hmm.
family? You know, what are our thoughts? God talks about how we should think, you know, on those things that are good and perfect and lovely. And, you know, not dwell on negative stuff. A lot of people just dwell on negative stuff.
All the time.
That doesn't mean you're negative or you're positive, but really, in a way, we have to look at the good side of things. We have to look at the good side of people, because not all people, no one's perfect.
That's right.
But no one's all bad either, you know? Even those who don't know the Lord may have more love and more compassion for somebody who does know the Lord.
That's right.
You know, maybe
you
they're
it.
Out there feeding the poor out there, and they don't even know Jesus, but they have compassion.
Yep.
It's like the Good Samaritan, and you look at the Good Samaritan, and was he a priest?
Nope.
Who was the other person, though, that went by?
One was a priest that walked
one
the
other.
One was
a priest.
Went the other way.
Just a Samaritan.
That's right.
What was a Samaritan?
It was a Gentile.
It was a Gentile.
In God's eyes,
in
yeah.
Gentile, that's right. But the Samaritan had more compassion on the one who should have been godly and should
That's
have
right.
stopped and helped the man out, helped
he,
the poor man out.
But they
out.
Didn't. That's right.
But he didn't. He was too good. You know, he's too good. Well, you know, we shouldn't be too good that we can't do anything, that we can't do things that won't be humbling to us. Amen?
Amen.
So let's just go over here and let's look at Romans chapter 12
okay.
a bit. Is that okay with you?
Sure. Go right ahead, honey.
I got a lot of scribbling on here. Well, I call,
yeah.
you'd call it scribbling. I call them notes.
They're
but
notes.
On my Bible. It says first here, it says in the first verse, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So he's telling us
That's the beginning.
This is our reasonable
yeah.
service, and that he's asking us to present our bodies, what? As a sacrifice.
A living sacrifice.
A living sacrifice.
It does not crawl off of the altar. The animals mm-hmm. were tied to the altar before they sacrificed them.
That's
we're
right.
not tied there. So he wants us to remain on that altar with him.
And he says it's our reasonable service. He
that's
says
right.
it's, and so to me that's saying it's not too difficult.
That's right.
It's not difficult when you have the leading of the Holy Spirit. But when you get in your own mind and you start
yeah.
Complaining or murmuring or talking, and you get, you know, then you're not holy anymore because you're not presenting
mm-hmm.
yourself as a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice is not going to complain. Did Jesus complain?
Nope.
On the cross? No.
Never did.
Verse 2, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable
and perfect yeah.
will of God.
See, a lot of Christians don't do this, though, so that's why they don't get changed.
That's right.
They don't know the Word of God.
So he's giving us, these are instructions from the Lord.
Amen.
You know, through
the Apostle Paul.
The Apostle Paul, that's right. So in verse 3 it says, for I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
We
so we're to be humble.
That's right.
We're to be humble in all points, no matter mm-hmm. what.
That's right.
Amen. For as we have many members in one body, many members, many people have, there's a lot of different gifts in the body of Christ. Amen.
Sure.
And in the world, there's a lot of different people who are called to different things. And all members have not the same office.
That's
we
right.
all have a different
Very
function
call.
To
mm-hmm.
do for the kingdom. Verse 5, so we, being many, are one body in Christ. Wow. You know, you have to really learn to live in peace when you're one body with Christ.
That's right.
Because a lot of things could happen, you know. For many, for we, being many, are one body in Christ. And every one members one of another.
It makes us think when we take our communion on Friday night, we have a great big piece of matzah, don't we, honey?
Yes,
and
we do.
And we tell the people this is a pattern of Jesus Christ himself. So we're all going to take a little piece of him that makes up the whole piece of matzah that we're eating.
That's right. That's right. So we're members. And we think about, if you think about your body and all the different parts you have on your body, you know, you're going to get mad at your finger. What are you going to do? Hit it?
Or cut it off?
What are you going to do if you get mad at your foot? You're going to stomp on it?
Yeah.
You see kids having temper tantrums, they stomp their feet. Well, what do you think the church is like?
Yeah.
A lot of them are like children, and they have temper tantrums, and they stomp their feet, but they don't maybe not actually stomp their feet, but they'll stomp their feet in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay. Well,
verse 6 now. Huh?
Verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. So
that's
we all
our
have
call.
Different,
right.
different gifts. Mm-hmm. Amen. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to proportion of faith. Prophecy is always comes by
faith.
By faith.
Mm-hmm.
Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth on teaching. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness.
That word simplicity just means simply and generously, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it tells us,
mm-hmm.
yeah? Go ahead.
Let love be without
dissimulation.
Dissimulation.
No hypocrisy, in other words.
Love. We have to love. Bible says to love. We have to love one another.
Amen.
Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right. Amen. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. Wow. Brotherly love. We must have brotherly love.
Mm-hmm.
In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Patient. Continually instant in prayer.
Yes.
13. Distributing to the necessities of saints, given to hospitality, bless them which persecute you. Wow.
That's a heavy one, isn't it? That's a hard one.
We are to bless those which persecute us. Bless and curse not.
And that means with your mouth.
That's right. So it means with your mouth. Because out of the mouth comes the
abundance of the heart.
Abundance of the heart.
That's right.
Your
if it's
life,
not right, the wrong things are going to come out.
That's right. Praise God. 15. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep.
That's right.
Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own
conceits.
Yeah. You know, some people are they're wise guys.
That's right. They think they know everything.
They think they know everything.
That's right.
And
they're conceited,
think,
in other words. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. 17. Recompense no man.
Yeah.
Evil for evil.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a lot of things there.
Yeah, sure. Sure could.
Provide things honest in the sight of all men.
This is a key verse. The next one now.
18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. You're going to underline that.
Yeah.
Live peaceably. Have peace. You know, if people don't have peace in their heart, they're troubled in their mind.
That's right.
See, peace comes from your heart. You can't work peace up in your mind. People try to, but it doesn't really work that way. Everything proceeds from the heart.
We need the Prince of Peace in us. Yeah.
If you're troubled in your mind, then your heart doesn't have the peace of God.
Sure.
So I see it as your heart is like the living part. It's like the living water. It's like from the spirit and the heart. It comes from the heart. So without that peace that comes from within, you see, if you're troubled in your mind, you can't have peace.
That's right. You can't.
There's no way.
Nope.
There's no way. So the peace has to come from the Lord and from the heart.
That's right. The Prince of Peace needs to be in our heart, doesn't he?
He's the Prince of Peace.
That's right.
That's right. And he brings peace. He'll bring peace to all situations.
Amen.
As long as we allow that to happen.
That's
and
right.
We don't see. We use our mind to figure things out, to control, really. Sometimes people's minds control their actions.
Yeah.
Well, it should be the heart that controls your actions.
Yeah.
It should
and
your
the word
heart.
That you have.
And the word,
yeah.
right, that controls your actions and
Amen.
your words and the things you do and say and your expressions, you know. But if it's the if it's coming from your mind, then you know you've made a switch. So you got to get back to the heart of the matter of things.
Amen.
Verse 19 says, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath."
Yeah.
Did I read that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. "For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord."
He's the one that'll take care of it.
God will take care of
That's
every
right.
situation.
We don't have to do it. Yeah.
We don't have to make it, we don't have to fix it. We don't have to make it work. God will do it. And if people aren't willing to yield to God to do it, then, you know,
nothing can be done.
It's going to happen.
That's right.
"Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him.
Mm-hmm.
If he thirsts, give him a drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
In all things, isn't
in
it?
In all things.
Now you think about it. Now this is,
I like one more reading.
Okay.
One more here. I'm going to jump to the verse 13 where it says, "Love is the fulfilling of the law."
Where are you at? Oh, chapter 13?
Chapter 13, verse 9.
Okay, verse 9.
"Love worketh no ill to his neighbor or his brother or any person." I added that part. I'm going to read what it says in the Bible. "Love worketh no ill to his neighbor." Who's your neighbor?
The one next to you.
Anyone who's close to you.
Close to you is your
neighbor.
It doesn't
mean my next door neighbor.
Yeah.
It means you right here. You're my neighbor. It means... the people in the church, they're my, whoever's close to you is your neighbors, is a neighbor. And so it says, "Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law."
That's right. And verse 8 says, at the end, says, "For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law," the Torah.
That's right.
Because love is what's important.
So we have to realize the love of the Lord, the Torah, must be written in our heart. It's not written in this book. It's not written, these are the instructions of God, but it has to come from the words of God and from the truth of God's word by the Spirit and by faith, believing that it has to enter into our heart.
So this new beginning that we have today is because of the love of God. He first loved us, and so then we love him because he first loved us. Isn't that incredible?
I like this scripture too. And this one we put on all of everybody we've ordained or licensed. In chapter 14 it says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost."
That's
see,
right.
Without the Holy Ghost,
can't
you
have
can't
that.
Have righteousness, peace, or joy.
That's right. You can't have
you
it.
You have to have. So you have. This all comes from the Holy Ghost. And everything else that flows through us has to flow through the Holy Ghost. Glory
That's
to God.
Right.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Sure is.
The kingdom of God is
so
not meat and drink,
yeah.
but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
So you can see the depth of the new creature that we are and the new beginning that we have with Christ is so much more in depth than what the Jewish people had really under the first covenant with that group that they had. Is they had a new beginning, but they didn't have the depth of this like we have. And we know that, that we're under the Torah now that Christ brings, and I'll tell you, his Torah has got a much higher standard than what they had in the beginning, because it's got, as Donna said, it's of the heart. We're born again. The Spirit of God dwells in us, and so we have the power of God within us to keep and obey the things that God tells us to do in the Word of God. But we see so many people, even the church, that disobey all these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't love one another like they should. They don't have peace. They hold things against people all the time. They can't let it go. Well, if you forgave somebody, you got to let it go. Forgive means to let it go. Jesus forgave us, didn't he, Pastor Downer?
He certainly
so
did.
So anything that we bring before him and confess that we've done wrong, the Bible says He's just and fair. He's going to do it. He's going to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so he just removes it. It'll never be brought up again. Well, why can't we do that also with people? Just to let it go and go on with the people.
Well, you know, we're going to have situations come up in our life every day. Every
sure
moment,
we are.
We're talking about this clock, okay? This cycle.
Amen. All right.
Now, instead of thinking about the cycle of God's calendar, let's think about the cycle of our life. You just said you were 75 years old.
Yep.
But every single day that you wake up, or that you go to bed, time is still going. Time
still
is
ticking.
Still going.
Sure
and so
is.
what you do an hour from now is part of that cycle of your life.
Absolutely.
And how you're going to respond to me, how you're going to respond to others, what you're going to do, what you're going to say, where you're going to go. This is all part of your cycle of your life. And so, you know, I want to go here and read this here because it talks about time. You know, this is a year of time. Remember I said mm-hmm. that... and part of the prophecy that I had was this year can split time or shorten time. How many people said, gee, the day's gone and I haven't gotten this done? Well, the time was shortened. Why? I don't know why, but, you know, people say when you get older, time disappears, but I don't know if that's true or not either.
Maybe their priorities are wrong, too.
The clock doesn't really change. Maybe we just slow down. It takes us longer to do something. But I want to go over here and see where right after where it says, love is the fulfilling of the law, in verse 4, I'm in chapter 13, verse 11, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. Many Christians are still sleeping and not getting, not awaking. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Jesus is coming back, and it's closer and closer. Every day, every hour that goes by,
gets
closer and closer. Verse 12, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, those things that are in the dark, those things that are just pleasing to God. And let us put on the armor of light.
Light.
Put on the armor of light. Wow. Let us, you know, over there where we talked about being salted with light, it also talks about light. You know, the light is good. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness and so forth and so on. So in verse 14 it says, and be, but put on ye all on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof.
The strong desire.
And these longs, these lusts are things that are not pleasing to God, and not walking in love.
Right, and they control our life, don't they?
Things that control our life, things that cause us, it's just all, it could be all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It could be all kinds of stuff. But if we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and don't make provisions for the flesh, what is the flesh? Things that we do, things that we say, our thoughts. You know, that's in our mind, that's our flesh. But we need to be in the spirit.
Like that verse 13, those two words there we didn't read. It says, not in chambering and
chambering,
wantonness. Those are
wantonness.
Key words in the key. Chambering means you got sexual indulgence. We have a lot of that even in the church.
Uh-huh.
And wantonness means without restraint. They have no restraint.
And not in, what about strife?
That's right, and strife.
Strife and envying.
That's right. Very
strife
important.
Strife and envying. Those are very strong words, and those are strong things that are in people's lives.
That's right. Paul covered about everything you can think of, didn't he, Pastor Donna?
He did.
In his letters to these churches. Every one of these churches, he wanted to encourage them, but they had certain things that they were doing in the environment they ran and all, and the leadership that was there in the false way. He came in then to correct that. So he turned the tables upside down on most of them and tried to correct all these things. So he told the people that came out of that worldly system to come to Christ when they come, that then they're a new creature in Christ Jesus. They have to do and walk a new way and talk a new way. And so he makes it quite clear with all the letters. Every one of the churches had problems.
So we need to.
So we addressed them.
We need to grow up in Christ.
That's right.
We need to grow up in the Spirit of God, so that we won't be mindful of the things of the flesh, but we will. But we'll be mindful of the Lord and what His will is for our life, and for the lives of others as well. You know, we have no right to judge anyone else. We have to walk in love. When we walk in love, when we walk in the perfect love of God, then you will have a heart. We'll have
a heart
to be able to overlook things and forgive people and walk in that love, you know? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we need to do.
That's right. Listen to this prayer here. We've been reading this a lot in our Bible school on Saturday. This is in Ephesians chapter 3. Listen to this. This is incredible. Paul says in verse 14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts, how? By faith, he says, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. This is incredible, the prayer that Paul had right here. And so we have such a blessing to know that we are part of a new beginning that happened when Jesus died on that cross and rose from the grave and all that happened there. We're that new beginning. And also Israel had an opportunity over in Exodus chapter 12. They would have obeyed God. They also had a new beginning. That's what the whole pattern was, even with the two calendars, was to show a new birth. Something new was going to come into their lives. Well, a lot of them received it, like Pastor Donna said, but a lot of them didn't receive it. And so they got into trouble, didn't they? And they had to pay the consequences. But here, we are born again. We want to walk with the Lord, with the leading of the Holy Ghost that's in us, and hopefully we'll obey that, and we won't make all the mistakes that so many people do. So we have a choice, don't we, to do what God says or what we want to do. And we have the Word of God as the guideline. This is our roadmap. This is the path that we're following is what God has in this Word for you and I for our everyday life. And so we can walk into that place, and we're becoming more mature all the time as we walk with the Lord. The closer we get with Him and all that, the closer we get, the more mature we'll be, and these little things that people have a problem with won't bother us. We won't be offended over silly stuff.
We start growing up,
we'll
right?
start growing up, and so pastors don't have to change baby bottles and wipe diapers and or change wipe fannies to put diapers on. We don't have to do all that stuff. And Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians there about the carnal Christian. Well, what is a carnal Christian? It's a Christian that's unspiritual. They don't have any spirit. They just walk around the natural and do what the natural says instead of what God wants. We read that in Romans chapter 12 over there about what being transformed by the renewing of your minds. Well, how do we do that? By putting the Holy Word in there, and we're going to change our thinking to think a new way. We're going to think like God does and not like we do.
Put on the whole armor of God.
Put on the whole armor of God and think the way God wants it. That's right.
Amen.
So that's what we have to remember. And if we don't do that, well, then we're going to suffer. We're going to make wrong decisions, and our relationship with each other will also bring a problem.
We're running out of time. Well, this is Pastor Shane and Donna Hilton. Blessings to you all on this new year and 2015. Yes, amen. I just wanted to mention that we do have services here in Stuart, Florida, at Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We have service on Sunday morning. We have 10 o'clock service. Can we come to worship God? For the testimony of Jesus is the Spirit of Prophecy.
Amen.
We also have services on Friday and Saturday. If you'd like a calendar, we'd be glad to mail it to you. Just send us a self-addressed stamped envelope or call. I'm going to give the telephone number. Mm-hmm. I wanted to mention to you that we do have Prophet Gary Brooks coming
Hallelujah.
To see us.
That's right.
The last weekend of January will be on the, I think it's the 30th.
And the 31st
and
February 1st.
And also 1. The 1st of February will be on a Friday night and a Saturday night at 7 p.m. and also on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So I'm going to give you our telephone number. Be blessed. Happy New Year, and have a prosperous year. Remember, we're still in the year 5775 and the double blessing year. Amen. So the phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007.
So as we close this program, we want to tell you Happy New Year again.
Good New
and
Year.
Also to look up, because your redemption draws nigh. And what do we say, Pastor
Doug? Shabbat, Dunn? Shalom, Sabbath, peace, and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of Prophecy.